Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, August 5th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is 4.99%. That's the average rate on a fixed 30-year loan as of yesterday, according to Freddie Mac's primary mortgage market survey. It was the second week of declining mortgage rates, and the first time the average fell below 5% since early April. And recently, in mid-June, mortgage rates were as high as 5.81%. That was the highest level in over a decade. Homebuyers should be excited by the shift. Some potential buyers have been priced out by rates and by rising costs more broadly. The average rate is still almost 2 percentage points higher than its final reading last year, and prices are still high. The median existing home price was $416,000 in June, up over 13% compared to the same month last year. The decline in rates is part of what Freddie Mac's chief economist called a tug of war between inflation and slowing economic growth. All eyes will be on the Federal Reserve's next moves as to see which way mortgage rates tip next. The next number up is 9%. That's how much Kellogg reported in sales growth for the second quarter on Thursday, beating analyst forecasts. It seems that inflation hasn't driven the American consumer away from the cereal aisle. It's been a challenging time for Kellogg, with a strike and a fire at a factory hitting the company last year. Like many food companies, it also raised prices as a result of higher costs and supply chain issues. In June, breakfast cereal prices are up 14% compared to the prior year. That's according to the Consumer Price Index. But higher prices helped Kellogg bounce back faster than anticipated. And now, Kellogg raised its full-year forecast for organic sales growth to 7-8%, nearly double what it had previously said. The company also beat expectations in profit per share and saw revenue jump over 5% from the previous quarter. The news boosted the stock, which is up more than 14% so far this year. Our last number is 32.5%. That's how much the Spider S&P Biotech ETF is up since June 14th. That's compared to an 11% increase in the S&P 500 for that same period. It's a turnaround for a sector that many expected would enter a bear market. And while it's uncertain how long the biotech rally will last, news in the sector has been good recently. That includes drug testing results that have moved the market, stock buybacks, and merger activities, all things analysts said would help lift the sector. The rebalancing of the Russell 2000 index in late June may also be a factor in this latest run. A large number of biotechs were bumped, which may have led to some funds selling their holdings and investing in other biotechs. Mid-cap companies like Beam Therapeutics and Fate Therapeutics have also seen a recent boost after a rough start to the year. That may be helping to strengthen the sector at large. This week alone, several big biotech stocks have seen a boost. Moderna, Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, and Gilead Sciences all gained after reporting earnings. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, August 5th. I'm Jackson Cantrell, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.